You know, I mean,
we are, we look like buffoons. That's the problem. It's an embarrassment. It's shameful.
Does this reflect personally on you? Shameful. Gee, where are you getting this stuff? I mean, it's a football game.
We
and
are.
I understand that they're a bad football team, but that, I mean, don't go there. I mean, don't go with unacceptable. Don't go with shameful. It's just a bad football team.
Well, it is
team.
With the talent that's on that field. I don't
there
care.
There is no talent on the field. There are two walk-ons starting on defense.
All right, look.
You know, the talent they have is Brandon Graham and Donovan Warren and then everyone else.
And so, okay, so all these top recruiting classes that we've
they
had
are
the
no
past,
longer at Michigan.
So what happened to them?
They all left, and they got moved to linebacker, and now we have Jordan Kovacs, a basically true freshman walk-on safety starting. I mean,
and Mike Williams, who didn't start the first half of the season.
Because Mike Williams is worse than that guy.
Well,
and maybe that's like a coaching thing, but he's a sophomore. And Kovacs is a freshman, and everybody on the defensive line except Graham is an underclassman.
Well, you can make all the excuses you want. Either
they're not excuses. They are reasons.
Either you can coach or you can't. There was no – I'm not buying it, okay? I see it time after time after time against a offense that we see every day in practice, and these guys on the end, they crash in on the running back going up the middle, and they let the quarterback on the read option go get around him. Time after time after time. This is coaching, not talent. I don't care, you know. He's got to go. And
now,
I hope,
that's, Rich Rod didn't fumble the ball like twice in the red zone, did he? I mean,
you know,
it wasn't him that fumbled the ball.
I want to say something again. We are making, if you listen to the comments after the games, they are almost identical to the comments that were made when John L. Smith was at Michigan State.
John L. Smith slapped himself in a press conference.
What?
Hang up on this guy. Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh. Yeah, John L. Smith slapped himself at a press conference. Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
Look, it sucks. This is terrible. We hate going through it. We've never gone through it before.
If people really want to look at it and they want to say that there are things that Rodriguez is doing wrong and they are seriously concerned about the direction of the program, that's one thing. Now, everybody who has called in and gotten on the radio here has been taking crazy, like, insane assertions that, like, because Rick Leach was a freshman in 1975 and we didn't lose to Ohio State by more than two scores in 1975, which was 30 years ago when 14-6 was a blowout, and that was like, how long had Bo been around? Bo had been around for 6 years at that point, and that is a point at which you have a program together and you're maybe working with one deficiency at one spot, and bringing that up and comparing it to this year for Michigan is intellectually dishonest. And then you get into the shameful stuff and like unacceptable. It's like some people need to grow up emotionally and they need to take a step back. And I know it sucks watching this team. I watch it. I'm going to watch the game again tonight and I'm going to watch it again tomorrow night, and it's going to suck. But
yes,
if you stop and you take a step back and you look at the stuff that is going on the field, the rational thing to do is to wait and see what happens next year and see what happens the year after, and then some decisions are going to be made.
Yeah.